I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 2006. 11 Domino's pizza delivery drivers in Pensacola, Florida, formed what is thought to be the first ever Union of Pizza Delivery Drivers. The American Union of Pizza Delivery Drivers won recognition from the National Labor Relations Board as the bargaining agent for drivers at the Pensacola franchise. Jim Pohl, a 37-year-old Domino's driver, started the union drive. He explained to a reporter, "When Domino's declared us tipped employees and refused to pay us the Florida minimum wage of $6.40, I was kind of angry. I came home that night and I told my buddy, I said, we are forming a union." Pohl then looked on the internet for a labor lawyer. He found one who had worked on unsuccessful organizing efforts by pizza workers in Ohio, Michigan, and St. Louis. The attorney helped Pohl submit a petition to the National Labor Relations Board. The NLRB noted that the union appeared to be the first of its kind. In response, a Domino's spokesman stated, "We do not believe it necessary in our industry and are surprised that the individual employees in that store voted to turn over their ability to represent themselves to their supervisor to someone else." The Domino franchise owner also increased wages at six other stores to ensure those workers did not also form a union. Union organizing drives and efforts to raise wages of fast food workers are important efforts for today's labor movement.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine.
Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.